The smile fades from his face. "There is one more thing," he says. "Something you can do for me." This is Ben at his best, wheeling and dealing at a time when he knows I cannot say no. "It's the law school, something I started before I went back to Washington." There's a lot of gesturing with his hands here, posturing and waving his drink in small circles. "It's nothing much. A trust fund that requires a new administrator," he says. I look at him like, what does this have to do with me? "It's set up in the name of Rachel Forrest," he says. Suddenly, I understand. Bond decided it was time to put the $64,000 question. "And where do I come in, sir?" he asked, looking across the desk into M's eyes. "You've got an appointment with Valance at the yard in..." M looked at his watch. "Just over an hour. They're going to pull in this carrier tonight and put you into the pipeline instead of him." Bond's fingers curled softly round the arms of his chair. "And then?" "And then," said M, matter-of-factly, "you're going to smuggle those diamonds into America. At least, that's the plan. What do you think of it?"